The Gemara says in Tainus and Dafres and Aleph, Amar Shalkesh Ma'ir Chsev. What's pshat in this pasuk? Im Yashulcha Nachash Bloy Lachash Vein Yisrael Lebal Halash. And what is the meaning of this pasuk? So it says La'asad Lavei. All the animals are going to come to the Nachash, and they're going to say to him. They're going to ask him a kasha. They're going to say, you know, the lion kills Ari Daris Va'Eichel, and there's a purpose for his killing. He eats what he kills. Ze'ev Tarif Va'Eichel. Ze'ev also kills, and then he eats it. But you, Ata Ma'hana Yeshlecha. What hana do you get? You go around, you kill people, you bite people, you kill people, but you don't even eat them. What hana do you get? What's the purpose of being mazik as abrius and killing them without getting any hana out of it? And what does the nachash respond? The nachash says back, Amr lahem, ve'ein yisarin lebal halashin. There's also no yisarin for the baal lashon hara. Somebody who speaks lashon hara is the same as me. I don't know why you have a problem with me. You should speak to him, because the baal lashon hara also goes around and he's mazik with his lashon. He damages people. He gets no hana out of it. And afal pichan, he does it, so I'm no different than the baal lashon hara. That's what the Gemara says over here. The Gemara is trying to bring out the avla of a baal lashon hara, that he's mazik with his diber and he doesn't even get anything out of it. But the Chafetz Chaim and his sefer on Shmiras Halashon learns out a halacha lemaisa from this Gemara, peldek achidish, and he wants to be mechadish. And the psicha of the Chafetz Chaim and the lavin, the Chafetz Chaim has a whole list of lavin that one is iron if you speak lashon hara. And the Chafetz Chaim says in lav and in Eisvav, he says that if you speak lashon hara, you're ever in the lav of lo sechalu Hashem kachi. You're ever in the lav of making the chil Hashem. Now, why you're ever in the lav of chil Hashem for lashon hara more than any other aver that you do? So the Chafetz Chaim says this is based on the Rambam. The Rambam Shita is that when you do a lav that does not involve any hana, there's no tie before it, then that's a chil Hashem. If you're doing a lav which you get some type of physical hana from, there's a physical tie involved, then that's not a chil Hashem because you're doing it because you want to do it. It's an avera, but there's no chil Hashem. But if you're doing something that does not have a physical hana, there's no taiva gashmis, there's no hana gashmis, so then, zak the Chafetz Chaim, up in the Rambam, you're over on the lav of Chil Hashem, because why you're doing it, you're not mechuyif to do it, you don't have a taiva to do it, and you're doing it, the mere fact that you did it is in itself a Chil Hashem. So the Chafetz Chaim says, how do you know that Lashon Hara does not have a taiva? How do you know that there's no hana in Lashon Hara? So he brings in the Bar Maran Chaim as the makir, mamish this Gemara. He brings Gemara in Tainus and Dav Ches, that the animals come to the Nachash and they say, why do you kill? There's no hana. And he says back, Ma hana yesh l'baal halashon, what hana is there for baal halashon? And he brings Rashi. The Rashi says over here that the Mesapa Lashon Hara has no hana. So Zalk the Chafetz Chaim, you see that there's no hana for speaking Lashon Hara, there's no taiva involved, and therefore you're over on the slav of Chil Hashem, and Gabalik Echidish from the Chafetz Chaim. Now this Varn has a special meaning for me personally, a special Chavivus, because as I was learning this Gemara, I was going through this Gemara of my son l'baal halashon. And then I got up, I went to leave my house, I went outside, and as soon as I walked outside my house, on the path right outside my house, I saw a snake, an actual real snake, something I've never seen before outside my house, and I found this snake. It wasn't a huge snake, it was a small snake, but it was a snake. And it was a little bit shocking to me, just finishing this Gemara about the Nachash and the Baal Halashon, to see an actual snake. I figured there's some type of remez over here, the stomach's remez, and I need to be mischazik in my Shmiras Halashon. So it was, very meaningful to learn this Gemara and then to see Bechush, to see an actual Nachash, the one animal which is mazik without getting any hana. So Akapanim, that's what we see from the Gemara over here, the avla that there is in speaking Lashon Hara, it's something that doesn't involve any hana, even though we do seem to get hana from speaking Lashon Hara, but the stum what the Gemara means is that there's no physical hana. It's not a hana which is hana gashmi, it's like other hanais, and even the hana that we get, it's not a hana of adding something to our life or enjoying something. The hana is coming from hezek. It's a hana that comes from destroying other people. There's nothing constructive about it. And that the Gemara calls is something the aim by hana. That's the chaymer of lashon hara, shmizaych to be misgaber, mischazik, and the nyanim of shmiras halashon.